mercenaries leading assault on Yemeni port city trained in Israel. Foreign mercenaries trained covertly at secret Israeli training camps in the Negev desert are now leading the new assault on the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, an assault that observers warn threatens to dramatically worsen Yemen's already catastrophic humanitarian crisis. Well, these were the remarks of Chile-based journalist Whitney Webb. Whitney Webb's article for Mint Press is titled "Mercenaries Leading Assault on Yemeni Port City Trained in Israel." Stay with us for more of Whitney Webb's article. A new report from the Emirati news website Al Khalij Online has revealed that many of the mercenaries leading the assault against the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah were actually trained in Israel by Israeli soldiers, shedding light on the Zionist regime's covert role in the war in Yemen. According to American officials close to the House Intelligence Committee with knowledge of the operation, hundreds of mercenaries from various nationalities that fight on behalf of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, in Yemen had recently received instant combat training at training camps in Negev Desert in southern occupied Palestine that were created through a secret agreement reached between the United Arab Emirates and Israeli regime. Mercenaries at the camp were trained under the personal supervision of the Israeli army. The camp's creation was spearheaded by United Arab Emirates security advisor Mohammed Dahlan, who has personally overseen the recent hiring of a fresh force of foreign mercenaries, the majority of whom are Colombians or Nepalese, to fight on UAE's behalf in Yemen. Mohammed Dahlan, a Palestinian, was a central figure in the US-backed plot, funded by the United Arab Emirates to arm and train militias to overthrow Hamas after they won Gaza election in 2007. Dahlan has since lived in exile in the United Arab Emirates, where he has developed a close relationship to the Emirati royal family and now serves as one of their advisors. Mohammed Dahlan also has close ties to the Israeli Defense Minister, Avigdor Lieberman. The report noted that Dahlan had personally visited the training camps in Israel on more than one occasion in order to supervise the training received by mercenaries from the Israeli army. Al Khalija's source also stated that Dahlan had chosen the Negev desert site as the site for the camp due to the similarities the region shares with Yemen in terms of its climate, its environment, and tribal structure. These mercenaries, trained at camps in Israel and funded by the United Arab Emirates, are now leading the renewed assault on the Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, which began earlier last week. The United Arab Emirates-Saudi Arabia coalition had previously launched an assault in Hodeidah in June, but that effort failed to make headway despite the coalition's superior firepower. The new assault was launched after the coalition recently succeeded in cutting off the main road between Hodeidah and the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Over 90% of Yemen's food is imported through Hodeidah, prompting the United Nations and several non-governmental organizations to issue warnings that any disruption of food and fuel supplies coming through the vital port city of Hodeidah could cause starvation or an unprecedented scale. as the country's humanitarian crisis, a direct consequence of the coalition's actions, is now more dire than ever before. Notably, the revelation of the Israel-based United Arab Emirates mercenary training camp is not the first indication of covert Israeli involvement in the war in Yemen. Indeed, when the war first began in 2015, the coalition led by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates were known to be using Israeli-made weapons. In addition, paperwork seized by the Saudi embassy in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a that same year revealed that the United States was seeking to build a military base near Yemen's Bab al-Mandab Strait in order to ensure the security of the Israeli regime, suggesting a strong motive for the United States and for the Israeli regime's support for the coalition. More recently, reports about new Israel-Saudi weapons deals, including plans to sell Saudi Arabia the Iron Dome missile defense system, have received press attention, suggesting that the covert sale of Israeli weaponry to the Saudi-led coalition is continuing today. Al-Khalij Online had previously reported that Israel had covertly sold weapons and ammunition to the Saudis, including internationally prohibited weapons that have since been used in the coalition's brutal bombing campaign in Yemen that consistently targets civilian infrastructure in that country. Just last month, 43% of the Saudi-led coalition's targets were civilian structures in Yemen, despite the fact that the United States now directly aids the coalition in choosing its strike targets as part of an alleged effort to reduce civilian casualties in the Yemeni war. Whilst Israeli involvement in the war in Yemen has thus far been covert, Zionist regime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated last month that he would consider sending Israeli troops to Yemen to fight on behalf of the Saudi-led coalition if the Yemeni resistance gained control over the strategic Bab al-Mandab Strait, which serves as a choke point on Saudi oil exports and other important Red Sea commerce. Given the Israeli regime's support for countries involved in genocidal wars in the past and its own treatment of Palestinians, it is unlikely that Israel would feel constrained by any moral dilemmas if it chose to formally join the coalition's war in Yemen, despite the humanitarian crisis that the war has provoked. The humanitarian crisis in Yemen, considered the worst in the world, has brought 17.8 million Yemenis to the brink of starvation, including 5.2 million Yemeni children. In addition, 66,000 children in Yemen die annually from preventable diseases due to the coalition's blockade of Yemen, which has also allowed the worst cholera outbreak in history to proliferate. Despite the huge death toll that has resulted from the coalition blockade and airstrikes in Yemen, the mastermind of the conflict, Saudi Arabia's heir apparent Mohammed bin Salman, has vowed to continue to target Yemeni civilians, including women and children, in order to leave a big impact on the consciousness of Yemenis for generations.